Have you got a special film that you want to see?
I would like to say that there is a lot of beautiful movies out of the woods. That's the movie that's going to open the festival. And it is. It has a great cast. Gorica Popović, Nikola Kojo, Sergej Trifunović. It's going to be really, really interesting. I'm really looking forward to see that movie. The Requiem of Mrs. J, that has Mirjana Karanović in the main role. And she is just a legend of Serbian film. And anything that she's in, I'm going to go to see, you know, because she's just the arts of her. I call her our Serbian Meryl Streep, you know. She's just, you can give her anything and she's just going to be phenomenal in that. Then we have Santa Maria della Salute, and that's probably one of my let's say favorites, because it talks about our famous poet Laza Kostić and about his love for Lenka Dunjerski, who was much younger than him, and this love story is really incredible. And Santa Maria della Salute is the song that. A sonnet that he wrote for her out of love, of course. And it's one of those songs that you learn in high school, and that, you know, I was in high school, yeah. But I studied a lot of literacy, and he is absolutely one of my favorite Serbian poets. So that's going to be another amazing movie to see. Then we have Lazar Istovski in A Train Driver's Diary. That's going to be also very interesting because he's such a fantastic actor and another legend of our film industry. And then we have Herd, which should be a great comedy. Who else but Nikola Kojo and Zoran Cvijanović? I mean, they're just Nikola Juričko. I mean, they're so good in all of those our comedies in last 20 years. I mean, we laughed a lot with them. So it's satirical comedy, and it's going to be really, really great pleasure to see that. Also, director is Nikola Kojo, so we'll see how is he in the... Yeah, actor-director, so that will be interesting to see too.
Yeah. And where is the festival taking place?
Festival is taking place at Hoyt Sunnybank, Brisbane. So opening night is on 24th of November, so that's Friday, and at 7:30 p.m. But I just heard that it's almost sold out, only a few seats left, and that they opened another hall for earlier start, 15 minutes earlier at 7:15. So the same movie will be played in another hall at the same cinema. So that's really good to hear that people are, you know, buying tickets and wanting to see Serbian movie.
Yeah, and then if our 4ZZZ listeners want to come, they can meet you. It'll be 1 hour before the movie. It'll be like
1 hour before the movie. We will have cocktail, and we will be able to meet and greet and
social gathering, mingling, and
social gathering, chatting, talking, and have a glass and of something. And I'm sure there will be a lot of Serbian delicatessy, let's say. So come and join us pre-movie 1 hour before,
and we will be able to hear your speech as ambassador speech.
Yes, my ambassador opening speech, and together with Danica Majstorović, and she's in national marketing team here at Serbian Film Festival. So she's also the one who invited me to be in such a special role for Serbian Film Festival.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we are so proud to know that you are in and meeting you today for the first time. It's just exciting.
It is amazing. I didn't know about you guys, and it is amazing to meet you now today. And I always love meeting my Serbian friends, and there is a lot of Serbian people that live now in Brisbane, and they're all, I met only lovely people.
That's good.
Really great people, you know. So our community is becoming bigger and stronger, and everyone seems to want to get along and work together for, you know, lovely things like this, like Serbian Film Festival. I was lucky enough, actually, this summer I was invited to. It's so funny how this year is in a sign of movie, in sign of film for me, because I sang for Bolshoi Festival in Drvengrad at Kusturica's little village, let's say. That he created. He created this village for
Kustendorf.
That was a set for the movie, and then he decided to make it as a, you know, the place where people can come and stay and sleep and have fun, and then he formed these festivals, different festivals, and I was actually closing together with the orchestra of the Bolshoi Festival, who get us together a few weeks before the opening, before the festival, and they are all really amazing artists, because they come from all over. There are a lot of people who work or who play somewhere else in different countries, and then they all get it together, and we make music. We had our amazing conductor, Srboljub Dinić, who is making a fantastic career overseas. He's an artistic director at Mexico City. He's artistic director at Braunschweig Theater in Germany. He worked in Bern. He was in Bern for many years. He started as a pianist, and then he recreated himself as a conductor. I'm just so proud of people like him. And I know it happens to be that I know Srboljub because he was my pianist while I was just right at the beginning studying of opera, and to see what he's done, I was so proud, you know. And there is a lot of people like that, you know, our Serbian people who just did so well overseas, I mean in arts, that I know. I went now on the other theme. You can tell that I'm an artist and can't, you know, follow one line. But I was able to actually have spent some time with these incredible artists and to meet Emir Kusturica. I mean, what a legend is that man. To organize these kind of festivals, he has then a theater festival and movie festival over there, and to get all these names that are a great international names and also get our greatest artists, it's just it's something that, you know, I think our government should look into and follow as an example, because it's absolutely amazing, because people always want to come back to our country and do things for our arts, you know, being able to bring all the your experience that you get from overseas and bring it back to country. I think it's very important. So that's what he's doing, I think. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
And I was wondering, what are your obligations as ambassador for Serbian Film Festival in Australia? What do you have to do? What is like your
talk, role? Talk. Not sing, but talk a lot about opera festival and present the movies and, present, try to get as many of our Serbian people, but also Australian people to come and see this European, what this Balkan European country can bring on the table of the, you know, film industry. And I think it's, I think that people can expect to be surprised and refreshed because it's something new and different and it's not your regular Hollywood movie. So I think you can see life through the different perspective. So it's interesting. I think people should, you know, have an hour and a half to go and just see the movie, something different.
I hope our listeners would be interested too.
I'm not saying Thor is not good. You know, it's great. It's a lot of imagination. But this is just something a little bit different.
It is very rough. All the Balkan movies are rough, but they're true. There's some real emotions in there.
They're true to life. And real. Very, very real. Yes.
Very dramatic, very strong, powerful. And yeah, all Balkan movies have that depth.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. They have pathos, they have depth, and that's what I love about our movies. Sometimes they can, for some people, they can say, ooh, this is so heavy, you know, thematic and all. But, you know, I think art is not art if it doesn't move you really deeply from inside, and if it's not, if it doesn't leave something with you that you think about afterwards, then I don't think it's art.
Yes.
If it moves you, if it gives you something to think about, then I think directors and all the actors and all the film team would be very, very happy with the result. But we do have also comedy. So
yes, yes.
And it's raw and it's very, I think it's, I mean, sometimes it's just some of our, from the past, our comedies are just hilarious. And I think this one will be by just seeing the names in it, I think it will be really, really good.
Yeah, and the opening night will be comedy, Out of the Woods.
Out of the Woods, yes. It's an emotional story about the main character, Stoyanka. That's my late grandmother's name. I love that name. I think it's going to be... She's so funny. She's great comedian, I think. And it's going to be a really, really good movie.
Can't wait to see it.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe Miliana will have hundreds of fans around her. We won't be able to say hi. But
no, please come. Please come. What if I go there and no one comes to say hello? You know?
That's impossible.
That's a nightmare.
And I was thinking for the end, if we can we ask you to, for our 4ZZZ listeners, do some a little bit of opera or something?
A little bit of opera. Oh my gosh. After all this singing, all this talking, and you did not give me even a glass of water, Biljana. What are you thinking?
You see, I'm a very bad host. Very bad. Yeah, torturing such a special guest.
Just two lines only. I'll kill you for doing this to me. I have a bad cold, I told you already. But okay, here we go. A little piece of Carmen for you.
Oh my God. gosh.
Ljubav je sve, zar ne? Love is everything.
This is like being in another world. That's so amazing. Wow.
No, you have to come. You have to come to the opera to see the real thing.
Oh, now we have to travel to Perth.
I know.
And bring
I
you
know.
Back to Brisbane.
But that's still better than traveling to America or somewhere else. So. It's here. It's in the country.
Wow.
Hopefully, maybe it will happen in Brisbane. I hope so. So this is why this art is also so unique, because you never can have the same voice, you know. There is always something unique about everyone who sing. As for the, you know, for the actress, you know, everyone has something different to show and something that, you know, charismatic that they can show in a different way.
Wow. Very impressed. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Miljana, for being our guest today. And thank you so
Biljana.
Much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for pushing me to sing. You're gonna pay for this.
Oh no. Yeah, that's
this
not...
means you have to make me some sarma. I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is not how you treat opera diva. Yeah. Yeah, too much excitement. Yeah, that's why I forgot to offer a bottle of water.
It's okay. It's a great pleasure.
Thank you so much, Miljana.
Thank you, Miljana, for having me.